In Baltimore County, elected officials are looking for ways to roll back or eliminate the stormwater management fee, what opponents call the rain tax. WIPR's John Lee reports.
Here is how the stormwater management fee works in Baltimore County. Say you own a single-family home. It's not too big a deal, $39 a year. But if you own a business, it's more complicated. Your bill depends on what kind of surface your property has. Nancy Corelli is one of the owners of the Baltimore Boating Center on Sioux Creek in Essex. Last year, she opened up her first bill not knowing what to expect. It was $4,700.
I did not want to tell the family. Like, how do I tell them we owe another $4,700? And where was it going to come from?
Walking around the boating center on a rainy morning, Corelli says the county is taxing the surfaces of the four-acre property it considers impervious. In other words, where the water won't soak into the ground, but run off into the creek. One of Corelli's surfaces is a huge gravel parking lot. The county considers it impervious. But Corelli says the gravel is letting the rain seep in.
But as you can see, there is no water. It's raining, and it's going through it. There's grass growing through it.
Governor-elect Larry Hogan made getting rid of the stormwater management fee a pillar of his campaign, and that hasn't gone unnoticed in Baltimore County, where Hogan won with nearly 60% of the vote. County State Senator Jim Brochin, a Democrat, says that changes the dynamic.
I think that the sweep in Baltimore County, that 60% of Baltimore County elected a Republican governor, shows in my mind that there's a mandate for change and there's a mandate to repeal the rain tax.
Brochin says he will try to do just that when the General Assembly convenes in January. In 2012, the legislature passed the Storm Water Management Program to abide by a federal mandate. The 10 largest localities in the state, including Baltimore County, have to charge fees to pay for projects that cut back on stormwater runoff polluting the Chesapeake Bay. How much the localities charge is up to them. And this is where the Baltimore County Council and County Executive Kevin Kamenetz come in. They've been hearing a lot of complaints about what they decided to do. So if the state legislature doesn't act, Republican Council Member David Marks says the council may.
I think there's definitely some interest among members of both parties in passing some relief for that tax. It was vigorously opposed by the two Republicans when it was passed.
And now there will be three Republicans on the seven-member council. The party on Election Day picked up a seat. Mark says the county could tap into its $200 million surplus for the projects and use some of the money to reduce the tax rate. But Council Chair Kathy Bevins, a Democrat, says they have to be careful not to drain the surplus. According to the county, it will cost $400 million to meet all of its stormwater management goals. Bevins says the money, $34 million this year, is being spent on worthwhile projects.
People want the trees planted. They want their streams restored. They want the streets sweeped now. You know, they want this garbage to stop going into our waterways.
Bevins says the council has been tweaking the law. For instance, nonprofits and marinas can now qualify for a tax break. County Executive Kamenetz declined to be interviewed. A spokesman says that's because the politics of the so-called rain tax is in a, quote, state of flux, end quote. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.
You can find more local news online. Go to WIPR.org and click the newsroom link.